In the book of Romans, chapter 8, Paul writes this to the church there, speaking again of their identity. He says, "So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption when we cry, Abba, Father. It is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him." We are children of God, and we are heirs. And I love that Paul says joint heirs with Christ. Have you ever just stopped and thought about that? That as we know who Jesus Christ is, and we know that he being an heir of his Father God, and Paul says that we are joint heirs with Christ because we are children of God. We are his children. It's a blessing to be known as the children of God. It's a blessing to know that this is the intimate relationship that God is seeking to have with us. Think back to the days of Israel when they were enslaved in Egypt and they were crying out to God to rescue them. And God says, "Israel, my firstborn child, my firstborn son." He's always wanted to have this relationship of a parent and a child, a father and a child. And that's the relationship that we have been invited to have. And not a stepchild, not even though we are adopted, we are joint heirs. I have adopted siblings, Gabriel, just slipping my mind, what's my, Drea, and Avia. Those are my siblings, and they are Frasers. They my family history is their family history. They're part of the family. Like they're heirs of whatever the Frasers have. We don't have much, but they're part of the Fraser family. Not it's, you know, my older brother and my older sister and then the adopted siblings. No, we're all siblings. We're part of a family. We've been adopted, but we are a part of this intimate family with God as joint heirs. And this gives us an access to him that is not experienced in any other relationship. And again, this access that we've been probing today is asking in prayer. And so as we close this morning, I just want to invite you. I mean, we've prayed for some topics here, you know, for our witness and for unity and for global healing. Maybe there's something that you want to pray in this space right now. I just want to just grant us some silence right now. And want to invite you into your own time of prayer. Maybe you want to add on to the prayers that have already been prayed. You want to pray more for unity. You want to pray more for global healing. You want to pray more for our collective witness as a people. Maybe you want to pray for the sick. Maybe you want to pray for some other issues and things. I just want to grant you, just have some silence here for a couple minutes, and let's pray together. Cry out to God, Abba, Father, which is a, you know, Abba is just a, perhaps an equivalent of Daddy, Papa. Again, that's a signal how intimate and close we are with God. Let's take advantage of this access we have as joint heirs with Christ. Let's pray. God, we are lifting our hearts to you right now and praying to you. And God, you only you can hear at the same time all the cries and the requests. And so, God, I know that you are receiving the cries and the groanings of our hearts and our souls and our spirit as we speak to you. God, I just want to add on to all of the groanings and all of the requests, asking you to be with our brother Clark, that you would heal him from the damage done from the heart attack, that you'd be with our brother Andy as he prepares to go into surgery. God, that you would heal completely Lance's daughter and granddaughter. Father, praying that there would just be a healing that comes upon that house that they have never witnessed or experienced before. God, I pray that you would bless our city. God, as our city and superintendent and administration try to come up with a plan for schools and what to do next, I'm just praying that you would grant them wisdom. God, I'm praying that prayer for every locality all over the world as we try to determine what's the best next steps. God, I'm praying for peace during a time where it is so easy to not be peaceful. God, I'm praying for kindness during a time where it's so easy to not be kind to one another. God, I'm praying for a spirit of love to overtake this place when it's very easy right now to not be loving. God, we need you to just invade this space and just take over. Give us more reasons to sing these songs and to sing new songs. Give us more reason to shout from the mountaintop who you are and why you are. And God, give us more fuel to share the great message of your deep love for humans. God, forgive us of our many sins because they are plentiful. Heal us. Heal our land, heal our church, heal our families. God, for those who are struggling right now with depression, God, I'm praying that the loneliness and with thoughts of hurting themselves, God, that you would just take that away, that you would surround those folks with people who will love them and care for them. God, I'm praying for new moms and praying for new marriages. And God, I'm praying for marriages that's struggling right now. I'm praying for our city, the city of Columbus, that is experiencing an uptick in violent crimes. God, for that young man that was killed the other night while riding on a scooter. Jesus, God, we need you to invade our space, and we need you to heal our land. God, we love you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll sing a final song here. Don't want to neglect anyone the opportunity to share with the body if you have a need. If there's a need you have you want to share with us, you can come forward or just make it known to someone, and we'll make sure that we pray for that. Let's sing this last song.